While two presidential primaries remain, University of Wisconsin Advertising Project Director Ken Goldstein says Barack Obama wrapped up the Democratic nomination back in February. Goldstein's staff analyzed television advertising by all the presidential candidates in every state. He says you could look at the race between Obama and Hillary Clinton like a four-quarter basketball game. Goldstein says Iowa, New Hampshire, and other early states made up the first quarter, and the Super Tuesday states constituted the second. Up to that point, the game was tied. Then came a string of 9 Obama victories, capped off by his big primary win in Wisconsin.
Barack Obama won this race because he won the third quarter. Almost his entire advantage in pledged delegates comes from the primaries and caucuses he won from February 5th to February 19th, places like Maryland, places like Virginia, and places like Wisconsin. And when you look at his ad spending and his ad advantage in those places, he had an overwhelming advantage.
So overwhelming that in a couple states his television ads were unanswered by Clinton, whose campaign was in the midst of money troubles and leadership changes. In Wisconsin, Goldstein says Obama outspent Clinton on TV ads by more than 4-1.
At the margin, when you have favorable free media and you have an overwhelming advantage in the paid media, that certainly helped his cause. But there's no doubt that this nomination was won when he went 9-0 from February 5 to February 19.
If you look at the total cost of the Democratic race, Obama and Clinton both spent their biggest share of their campaign money in more populous states. But during no other span did Obama outspend Clinton by a bigger ratio. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.